President Biden is taking his pitch for new voting rights legislation on the road this week. He's planning a speech tomorrow in Atlanta. The visit follows an impassioned address marking the anniversary of January 6th, when a pro-Trump mob stormed the Capitol in an attempt to stop Congress from certifying Biden's victory in the 2020 election.
We have to be firm, resolute, and unyielding in our defense of the right to vote and to have that vote counted.
For more, we're joined by NPR White House correspondent Scott Detrow. And Scott, the 2020 election result is still a contentious one in Georgia. The GOP is backing more voting restrictions there. So what's Biden hoping to accomplish tomorrow in Atlanta?
I think he's trying to make it clear that voting rights, voting protections are a top priority for his administration. That's something a lot of advocates on those fronts have doubted over the past year when they've seen Biden talk about it occasionally, but not really make it a central organizing focus of the White House. Look, there are a lot of challenges to passing any voting legislation in Congress. I think we're probably going to talk about that. So part of this is just trying to highlight the issue, maybe get voters to think more about it, be motivated by it, especially in a state like Georgia, where, as you mentioned, new restrictions have been put in place. And, you know, this continues to be the main battlefield for presidential politics, for Senate politics, for voting rights. I think that's going to be case for the next two elections and beyond. So for Biden, just the location itself really draws attention to this speech.
There are two voting bills held up in the Senate right now. Neither have Republican support. What are these bills trying to do?
Yeah, the first one has gone by a few different names based on different iterations, but it's really, by and large, a sweeping bill that would set national standards for early voting, voting by mail, voter registration. It would try to limit partisan drawing of legislative lines. That is something that is an entirely Democratic bill. And in fact, it's pretty clear no Republicans would support it, which gets to the issue of it not being able to pass the Senate because of filibuster laws. There's another one called the John Lewis Voting Rights Act that's a little more limited. It would essentially strengthen the Voting Rights Act, rewrite the parts of that landmark law that was weakened by the Supreme Court about a decade ago. And that would really be a way for the federal government to respond to this wave of voting restrictions that have been passed in Republican states. But again, even though that bill is a little more limited in scope, it's the same issue. I think there's maybe one Republican in the Senate who said they might vote for it. So it just doesn't have the votes to pass right now.
I have less than a minute with you, but I want to get to the filibuster issue. Democrats have discussed making an exception to filibuster rules to get these bills passed. How would that work? And are any lawmakers concerned about the precedent that could set?
Less than a minute and a filibuster don't really go together.
I know.
In short, very quickly, it's an ongoing conversation about Democrats. There are a lot of precedents for carving out one exemption or another. The idea is some sort of an exemption for just voting rights laws. But again, you need Joe Manchin. You need Kyrsten Sinema. They have given zero indication that they would be on board with a change like that.
That's NPR White House correspondent Scott Detrow. We'll be talking about this more tomorrow. As always, thank you so much, Scott.
Talk to you soon.